Gates, Congress will not do anything on big tech because Congress is bought off by big tech. By Jeff Poor on July 30, 2020. During an appearance on Wednesday's Hannity on Fox News Channel, Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, spoke out against big tech, describing Google as the most dangerous election interference organization in the world. However, he acknowledged lawmakers on Capitol Hill would be reluctant to take on big tech given they were bought off by those companies. Here's the message to the president: Congress will not do anything on big tech because Congress is bought off by big tech, he said. But we've proved today that many of Americans' largest technology platforms are not acting in the best interest of our country. They've pulled out of deals as Google has with our own military to keep our service members safe. But then Google has no problem going and partnering with the Chinese military of all folks. Even General Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, said that Google is directly benefiting the Chinese military. But it's not that they are just working with China. They are trying to turn our country into China. Google, in particular, is the most dangerous election interference organization in the world. Sundar Pichai was at a meeting where his top executive team said that they had to stop Donald Trump in 4 years and make his victory just a populist blip in history, Gates continued. And since then, he admitted that individuals can go and alter search and change things on blacklists, so you don't see sites that are conservative like The Federalist, The Daily Caller, Breitbart and others that Mr. Jordan mentioned. And then, also, you know, Mr. Pichai had to confess the fact that I really think there is an outcome that cannot be explained through these glitches where the conservative sites that we used to see in news are now starting to disappear. They want to control what you see so they can control what you think and how you act. And a free society must stand against this. The Florida Republican congressman went on to urge the Department of Justice to be more active in its pursuit of civil action against the tech giants. Twitter shadow banned four members of Congress during the Russian hoax: Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Devin Nunes, and Matt Gaetz. "That wasn't a coincidence, Sean," he said. "And you know what? The Department of Justice should go and investigate these major tech platforms and prove that they are not biased. We've got enough smoke. There's definitely fire. And I think the Department of Justice needs to be a lot more active in this civil litigation." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.